That usually finished things, but this time she didn't look satisfied. There, she stopped, looking uncharacteristically flustered. Kids sometimes look that way when Mrs. Bramwell sent them to the blackboard to pick the nouns and verbs out of a sentence, and they couldn't. Has he ever what, Mom? Never mind, she said crossly. Get out of here, Bobby. Go to the park or Sterling House. I'm tired of looking at you. Why'd you come in, then, he thought, but of course did not say, I wasn't bothering you, Mom. I wasn't bothering you. Bobby tucked Lord of the Flies into his back pocket and headed for the door. He turned back when he got there. She was still at the window, but now she was watching him again. He never surprised love on her face at such moments. At best, he might see a kind of speculation, sometimes but not always affectionate. Hey, Mom? He was thinking of asking for 50 cents, half a rock. With that, he could buy a soda and 2 hot dogs at the Colony Diner. He loved the Colony's hot dogs, which came in toasted buns with potato chips and pickle slices on the side. Her mouth did its tightening trick, and he knew this wasn't his day for hot dogs. Don't ask, Bobby. Don't even think about it. Don't even think about it. One of her all-time faves. I have a ton of bills this week, so get those dollar signs out of your eyes. She didn't have a ton of bills, though. That was the thing. Not this week she didn't. Bobby'd seen both the electric bill and the check for the rent in its envelope marked Mr. Monteleone last Wednesday, and she couldn't claim he would soon need clothes because this was the end of the school year, not the beginning. The only dough he'd asked for lately was $5 for Sterling House, quarterly dues, and she'd even been chintzy about that, although she knew it covered swimming and Wolves and Lions baseball, plus the insurance. If it had been anyone but his mom, he would have thought of this as cheapskate behavior. He couldn't say anything about it to her, though. Talking to her about money almost always turned into an argument, and disputing any part of her view on money matters, even in the most tiny particulars, was apt to send her into ranting hysterics. When she got like that, she was scary. Bobby smiled. It's okay, Mom. She smiled back, and then nodded to the jar marked Bike Fund. Borrow a little from there, why don't you? Treat yourself. I'll never tell, and you can always put it back later. He held on to his smile, but only with an effort. How easily she said that, never thinking of how furious she'd be if Bobby suggested she borrow a little from the electric money or the phone money or what she set aside to buy her business clothes just so he could get a couple of hot dogs and maybe a pile of moat at the Colony. If he told her breezily that he'd never tell, and she could always put it back later. Yeah, sure, and get his face smacked.